Welcome to Comment with me, George Galloway, here every week on Press TV, giving voice to the voiceless. This is the big conversation. This is the great debate, but it can only be a debate if you join in. That's why, above all, I need your telephone calls on 44208 6014555. You call us, we'll call you back, establish a clear line, and if you get on the television, make sure the volume on your TV is at zero, or no one will understand either of us. You can SMS to the show also on 44780008066, or email us at comment@presstv.co.uk. So, you can have a sex channel on British television. You can even have a gay sex channel on British television. You can have a real pornographic channel if you're Rupert Murdoch and the owner of Fox News, purveyor of the wisdom of Glenn Beck. And that's no problem at all for David Cameron's media regulator, Ofcom. You can be Rupert Murdoch at the head of a corporation which stands accused of rampaging through practically every law in the book, and you'll be a fit and proper person, according to Ofcom, to operate a television station in London. But you can't be a news channel that looks at the news from a different perspective to the grim prevailing orthodoxy of Washington and London. If you do, then it's only a matter of time before the great chieftains of free speech, the great champions of liberty who fly three quarters of the way around the world to bomb other people's countries, set them on fire, kill their people in the name of liberty, will find an excuse to shut you down. You see, the British state and its lackeys, like Ofcom, they don't like it up 'em, in the words of Dad's Army. They're happy to cover the brutal suppression of demonstrations in other people's countries. But any news channel that covers the British forces' brutal suppression of peaceful protest, well, they don't like that. They're happy to talk about other people's presidential palaces and all the guilt and all the luxury that they represent. But when a news channel operating out of London talks about the British royal family and how they live and how big their palaces are, well, they don't like it up 'em. And it's only a matter of time. I knew that Ofcom would try to strike us off the Sky platform, wipe us off the map of the British satellite media, but I've got news for them. We ain't going quietly. I believe that people up and down the length and breadth of this country, whether they agree with our perspective or not, will not go quietly into the good night of government suppression of a television station in Britain. No news channel has ever been closed down by the British state, and I don't believe the British people will go quietly into that good night of censorship. The very antithesis, isn't it, of the good old public school values of fairness and freedom of speech. The US police have been treating their protesters rather harshly also. The Occupy Wall Street movement has now proliferated into more than 1,000 towns and cities in the United States. And the US police don't like it, because what the protesters are saying is striking a chord with the wide mass of the US population, who see their economy on the floor at the same time as their aeroplanes are in the air bombing other people's countries for which there's apparently unlimited money. Not since Roger Rabbit has there been a more ridiculous attempt at a frame-up than that which was launched by the US Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, the US Attorney General, and the head of the FBI in the week. Robert Mueller, the head of the FBI, said that it read like something from a film script. Yes, pure fiction. The idea that Iran hired a Mexican drug cartel in order to blow up an inconsequential commoner currently occupying the Saudi embassy in Washington is being regarded by experts around the world as almost too ridiculous for words. But the question is, why did the US government go out on that limb? What are they up to? I'd like to know your point of view. It may or may not be connected to the trouble the Saudis are expecting in the forthcoming Hajj, the first Hajj since the Muslims reawoke. Now, as I said last week, we want your videos from Saudi Arabia, from the Hajj. Send them in to PressTV.ir. It goes without saying, these are my views. They're not PressTV's views. Neither are they any government's views. And if you have a different point of view, especially if you are Ofcom, I wish, how I wish, that Ofcom had the guts to phone up now and tell the British people watching this and people all around the world just why they're trying to suppress PressTV in accordance with the expressed views of the British government, revealed in WikiLeaks and revealed in the columns of the Murdoch mouthpiece, the Sunday Times. Let's talk to Asma in London on this very subject. Asma, welcome to the show.
Good evening, Joe. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam. Go ahead.
This just another concoction, character assassination. Britain's supposed to be a country where you have freedom of speech and democracy. How hypocritical they are. Time and time again.
We're bombing Libya. We're bombing
That's
Libya
right.
because they won't allow opposition voices and won't allow opposition television stations to open up in their country whilst
That's
closing
right.
them down here in our own country.
And time again, whichever British government comes into power shows just how ruthless they can be. You know, even a TV station like PressTV, who, you know, informs the people with accurate reporting, they will do anything just so that we, the people, remain uninformed. It should be us, the people, who decides and not Ofcom.
Exactly. I mean, I'm not trying to get them to close Fox TV down. I'm happy that idiots have something to watch, something to amuse themselves with. But when was the last time Ofcom raised a finger against Glenn Beck and Bill O'Reilly and the bilious bile that we get from Fox News 24/7? Is anyone saying that Fox News is fair and balanced? I mean, I know they are, but everyone laughs at that. These hypocrites in Britain, I mean, they parade themselves around the world as champions of liberty and free speech whilst plotting amongst each other to close down an alternative voice like PressTV. But I'll tell you what, Asma, they're not going to get away with it easily. We'll fight it all the way and through every avenue available to us. And if they succeed at the end of all that, well, you'll just have to watch us by some other means, as most of the world is this evening watching us by some other means. Asma, thanks for the call. Let's talk to Eve in the UK on the same subject. Eve, welcome to the show.
Hello, George.
Hi.
Another fellow Scot.
Excellent. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Derbyshire, actually.
Excellent. Go ahead.
But I'm Scottish. I just can't believe what's going to happen with PressTV. What I've found is it's the most intelligent, well-informed programme, and it's truthful. I can't get truth from BBC or any of the other programmes, and it is because you see it live. You have views from all around the world. And the other thing about it is, how would I find out about Palestine, Egypt, all the other things that's going on? But what I'm so, so worried about is the accusations now that has come out against Iran. I think America and Britain are just looking for an excuse for another Iraq. And they're winding up. But if we don't know about it, we can't march against it. And I think that is the one great thing about Press TV. I watch it every night because it's the only way I can find out what's going on in the world.
Well, I'll tell you what, Eve, I've written about this. You can find it on my Facebook page in some depth. But I concluded my piece, my article, with what I'm going to say now. Iran is not Iraq in 2003. Anyone who thinks that Iran can be attacked with impunity, anyone who thinks that Iran is some enfeebled, isolated, hated entity that can be easily invaded or occupied or finished off, will be making the biggest mistake in all history. In all history, it'll be the biggest mistake. As for Press TV's truth, it's the truth as we see it, just as the BBC's is the truth as they see it, as Fox News is the truth as they see it. Why not let a thousand flowers bloom? That's my point of view. Eve, in Derbyshire, make sure that you spread the word throughout the county about what they're trying to do to an alternative voice on British TV. Tony is in London. He wants to talk about Ofcom too. Tony, welcome.
Always nice talking to you. They'll never shut us down. We'll fight all the way, tooth and nail.
Indeed.
They don't like the truth. And George, I'm going to be 2 points, as brief as I can, because you've got callers on. Now, Ofcom, can I say something to Ofcom? Come off it. You've been used as a tool by the government. It is only obvious, George, what's happening. They're being used and under pressure by the government. Now, if you can remember, George, Pinochet of Chile, who had blood trickling from his hands by killing thousands of his people, but when the Spanish government wanted him to be extradited to face genocide charges, the British government refused to send him over. Then we had Big Both of South Africa, who used to make frequent visits to the UK, but was immune from persecution, despite the blood on his hands of many, many Africans in apartheid South Africa. Mm. Now, only last week, we had the Israeli minister who was given immunity, despite the blood on her hands of many Palestinian people. It's only so obvious, the double standards, you know, that's putting us into shame in this country.
Indeed, well, hypocrisy, Tony, is our middle name. We're not called perfidious Albion for nothing. And we speak with forked tongue. You see, the Americans are at least brutally honest when they come to take you, if I can put it that way. The British speak with forked tongue, telling the world how liberal they are, whilst with the other part of the tongue injecting their poison. That's the British state for you. And Ofcom is an integral part of that state. They allowed Murdoch, whose company stands accused of rampaging lawbreaking in this country and abroad. They have allowed him, continue to allow him, as a fit and proper person to hold a broadcasting license. But Press TV, no. Wilson is in Scotland. He wants to talk about this enormous awakening in the US, what we're calling the Occupy movement, which has spread to Britain. And on Saturday, the 15th of October, there's going to be an occupation of the city of London. We'll see how that goes. You will see it on Press TV. You might not see much of it elsewhere. Wilson, in Scotland, go ahead, sir.
Hello, George.
Hi.
I hope I can make a couple of points here. You know, our media is controlled by MI5. It's public, you know, it's in the public domain. They direct the media in whatever, you know. So we're under military, you know. Basically, aren't we? We're under military.
No, we're not under military, and MI5 doesn't control the British media, but go on.
Oh, they have regular meetings, George. It's a fact.
Well, they might have regular meetings. I'm not sure if they do, but they don't control. They don't control the British media. That's a ludicrous thing to say. And we should not say foolish things that make it possible for people to laugh at us. Anyway, go on.
She should know.
Yes, quite.
Yeah. I'm very pessimistic about the American thing because I think it's too little too late. I mean, you look at Bahrain, you look at Yemen. I mean, they have the guns, they have the power, and at the end of the day, they'll use it. Remember Kent University, Ohio, they shot six students.
Yes.
Or four students.
Yes.
They weren't even part of the demonstration.
Well, that's true, but we stopped the war in Vietnam, Wilson. We broke it between the hammer of the resistance of the Vietnamese people and the anvil of the international movement against the war in Vietnam. So don't be too pessimistic, won't you? Abdullah in London wants to talk about the upcoming Hajj. Abdullah, welcome to the show, my friend.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah.
Yes, go on.
They were just asking me if I want to discuss about Hajj and then Umrah.
Yes, go on.
What was the main topic about, actually?
Well, if you don't know that, you're wasting your time and mine. We are, of course, in the immediate run-up to the Hajj, which will be the first Hajj since the Islamic and Arab awakening. And many people think that the Saudi Arabian dictatorship is a trifle nervous about that. Let's go to Germany and talk to Kamal about the Occupy Wall Street movement. Kamal, anything like that happening in Germany?
Nice to meet you again. First, I am very sad. I cannot believe the old democratic in the world to stop Press TV. As a vendor, he take all the points to be in the correct side, in the law, and the Press TV is just only the mean of the people all over the world, nothing else. So I go to with you to the Wall Street, the Wall Street demonstration, and the problem of Mr. Obama and Mr. Cameron also in England. About 1,500 cities in the United States is like Tahrir Place. They protest is this capital and this occupied the source of the people there. The people is the professors, engineers, doctors. They have no jobs, no, and the, only the Zionistic money occupied the people there, and the people say what's going on already in Tahrir, in Cairo. We have it also now. We learned from this civil way to protest. And this way, don't like Mr. Obama, and maybe for this reason, Mr. Cameron only also in England, don't like that it will be like this Zinda, Press TV, that the English people see your television and
well,
your
Well, look, Kamal, thanks for that. It's very important, this movement. It has spread far and wide in the United States. And we'll see what happens in London on Saturday at the Stock Exchange, where another occupation is to be mounted. It's very important, and it may grow into something even more important. But it's important not to exaggerate it also. It is hundreds of people in 1,500 places. Not until it becomes tens of thousands of people in 1,500 places will it be any kind of real challenge to the power of capitalism in the United States and Britain. So I'll be on the protest in London on Saturday, and I don't expect to be lonely there, but neither do I expect the walls of the Stock Exchange to come tumbling down. At least not just yet. Roxanne's in London. She wants to talk about Wall Street and occupation also. Roxanne, welcome to the show.
Hi, George. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Nice to hear from you.
Nice to hear you, actually. I haven't been watching your program for quite some time, but I've turned TV on today, and I hear you talking about something that's going to happen in London, and you bet I will be there. And we'll be protesting all our, you know, wishes. Anyway, could I say something regarding actually what is happening right now? It's kind of like awakening all around the world. It's not just, it was, so it just proves it wasn't the case of just the Middle East awakening, you know, the spring that they were talking about. It is going to happen all around the world, all the governments, all the systems eventually had to fall. All this democracy facade that they have created. It is standing up on the vast amount of money that they loot and plunder from other nations. So as long as they got that money in the Western system,
Roxanne, if they don't have the money nowadays, they just print it. We have now just printed 275 billion pounds of absolutely invented money. And instead of giving it out to the country's pensioners to spend it in the British economy, which would have been the sensible thing to do, and would have lifted the economy off the floor, we've given it to the banks in the hope that they will lend it on in mortgages and bank loans to small business and so on. But we can do nothing about it if they neither lend it nor give it to anyone except themselves. Let's go all the way to Florida in the USA and talk to Jean about Ofcom. Jean, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you, George. It's a pleasure to finally meet you.
It's a great pleasure to hear your sunny voice from Florida. How are you watching
Miami,
us?
Florida.
Are you watching us on the internet?
Yes, I am.
Everyone might have to be doing that soon. Never mind. Go ahead, Jean.
Well, I just want to say that I agree with what you stated about Fox News being biased. That is one station that I refuse to watch because their bias is just blatant and it's unbearable. And one of my favorite things is watching international news media, because the media here in the U.S., it's not fair, it's not balanced, and most times it's one-sided. So I'd like to say that I love your show, I love Press TV, and hopefully things will get cleared up and there'll be some sort of freedom of speech in the U.K. where you all aren't suppressed because of, you know, what you're showing.
Jean, that's just the loveliest call I've had for a very long time, and I'd like to thank you for it. And spread the word. We want everyone in Florida to know about Press TV giving voice to the voiceless. Thank you very much indeed for that. Let's squeeze in Eric in Germany on Ofcom. Eric, welcome to the show.
Yes.
Go ahead, Eric. You're on the air.
Good evening, George. I'm greeting you from Munich, Germany. I'm Dutch.
Excellent.
Living in Germany.
Well, that just shows how multinational we are.
Yes.
A Dutchman from Germany speaking English on Press TV. Go on.
Yes. The fact is, George, I was watching your program. I'm always watching your program. And I heard all of a sudden that the license of Press TV is going to be revoked because of administrative problems. Now, George, the problem is, may I explain you short? As I was in Holland and watching the TV, it was the same. I came to Germany, living in Germany with my family. It's just the same news. And in Italy, it's just the same. In Spain, it's just the same. In USA, it's just the same. And by chance and accidentally, George, I find out about the Press TV. So I switched on, and all of a sudden, I was in a different planet. All of a sudden, I realized that banks, that the European Union is not helping Greek people, but helping their own banks. Is not they're not trying to save Greece, they're trying to save their own banks, and so on.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Eric. This is wonderful. This is revivalism. I'm absolutely confident that Press TV will continue to be the voice for the voiceless, whether Ofcom likes it or not. Either the British public will force them to back down, or political opinion will tell them to back down, or the British courts will tell them what they're proposing is illegal, or the European Court of Justice will tell them that it's an abuse of freedom of speech to do what they are proposing to do, or people will watch us on other platforms, including, as you are, probably on the internet, and as Jean in Florida was doing. But it's abundantly clear already, isn't it, that people are watching us all over the world precisely because of what we are. I'll be back shortly. Don't go away. Welcome back to Comment with me, George Galloway. I'm here every week bringing you the great debate, but only, of course, if you join in. So contact me either by phone, SMS, or email at the addresses and data coming along the bottom of your screen now. And also, if you're going on the Hajj or you're in Saudi Arabia, don't forget, send us your pictures to the Press TV website at presstv.ir. And you can check out my analysis of the ridiculous, risible comedy fiction that the US government got involved in the week when it accused Iran of seeking to hire a Mexican drug cartel, which turned out to be the FBI in disguise, presumably having stuck on a traditional Mexican mustache in order to blow up the Saudi ambassador, whose name no one knows nor has ever heard of. And not only that, but in a restaurant in Washington, just to bring the house down on top of themselves. Nothing could be more ridiculous. And on my Facebook page, you can see an article which attempts to analyze all the reasons why this story is not only not true, but could not be true. And we're talking about Ofcom. Yes, as I said earlier, you can run a sex channel in Britain. You can even be Richard Desmond, the owner of a multitude of pornographic magazines and channels, and be allowed to own and operate a terrestrial TV station. Or you could be Rupert Murdoch and go in for the really hard pornography, like Fox News, and you're a fit and proper person. But Press TV is going to be wiped off the face of the Sky platform, at least, according to reports, if Ofcom has its way. Kiani in Oxford, in the United Kingdom, has a view on that. Let's hear what it is. Kiani, welcome to the show.
Good evening, George.
Good evening to you. Go ahead.
Very sad evening on the behavior of the Ofcom. But I'm not sure whether you are surprised. I'm not surprised at all, my friend.
No,
this
I'm not surprised.
New.
I'm not surprised at all.
I'm not surprised.
The more popular we became, the greater our numbers of viewers became, the higher our credibility rose, the more we gave a voice to the voiceless, the more I was certain that these hypocrites who go around the world making war for liberty whilst crushing it at home would take some action, and action they have now proposed. Go ahead, Kiani.
And you know, when 1979, when we threw out the dictator, the brutal dictator Shah of Iran, we didn't have a Press TV that time. It is the conscience and determination and the will of the people who actually count. If they do suppress the Press TV, the people are now fully awake. If they want to get the freedom, grasp the prosperity in their hand, despite having all the oil wealth and technological know-how, if they want to get up and walk, they will walk, even if they try to shut the Press TV.
Very well said. Very well said, Kiani. It's a very good point you make. And we've got oil, we've got gas, we've got coal, we've got agriculture, we've got brains, education, manufacturing know-how. We have a coastline of thousands of miles. We have hundreds of years of modern British history with all its experience. And yet our economy is lying on the floor and no one is challenging it meaningfully, certainly not in the Houses of Parliament. But we could, you know, if we got up off our knees, the great wouldn't seem so great. Let's go to Ireland, talk to Jerry on Ofcom. Jerry, welcome to the show.
Hello, George. How are you?
Very well, thanks.
Good, good. George, I'm you called me pessimistic the other week. I was on your side, and I'm still on your side with this Ofcom. George, the thing that I want to bring up here is it's taken Ofcom how many years now to find a fault in your application? Is it 4 years?
It'll be at least 4 years, yes.
And all of a sudden, I think I was watching RT television this morning, and they have found that you didn't apply for your license properly.
Yes.
But what I'm disagreeing with you again, George, is what has this got to do with the people? It has nothing to do with the people. It is to do with the government as it stands in the United Kingdom at the moment. Now, Tony Blair, not a hero of yours or not a hero of mine, at least lied to the British people before murdering hundreds of thousands of Iraqis. David Cameron didn't even bother to lie. He just went ahead and attacked Libya. Why do you insist, George, this has anything to do with the British people?
No, it's of course the government that make these decisions, Jerry. Where I disagree with you is in your pessimism in believing that the people can do nothing about it. I've been in politics for more than 40 years. I know I don't look that old, but I've been in politics more than 40 years, and I've fought hundreds of battles, and many of them I've lost, but some of them I've won, and some of them I'm yet to win. And we have a saying in Scotland that if you fight, you can't guarantee that you'll win. But if you don't fight, you can guarantee that you will lose. Doug is in the UK. He wants to talk about Ofcom. Doug, welcome to the show, my friend.
Well, so it happens we're watching you on Freeset, so it's a plug and go, George.
Okay, go ahead.
I am outraged by the decision of Ofcom. And I actually agree with your earlier caller, Eve. There seems to be a concerted effort now by the West to spread some mud aimed at Iran. And this seems to be part of the strategy.
Do you think anyone believes it, though, Doug? I mean, who fell for that ridiculous charade that they had the other day about the bomb plot?
But you generate the smoke and or you start spreading some of the muck and you're hoping that some of it will stick.
Yeah.
I mean, did anyone really believe there was weapons of mass destruction in Iraq?
Well, that's a good point. But because they discovered that that was all a lie, I think they're a bit more sceptical about subsequent lies, no?
No, but the media is still, they've still got most of the media there to basically report any claims or support any claims.
Yeah. That's why they've got to close us down. But they won't close us down, Doug. I want to make that absolutely clear. No one should talk in terms of Press TV disappearing because it's not going to. At the very worst case, and after a long battle, we'll be back to where we started, available on other platforms outside of the UK and available in the UK on the internet. Doug, I've lost you. Let's go to Alanka, who's in Manchester, wants to talk about Ofcom also. Alanka, welcome.
Good evening, George.
Good evening, sir. You're on the air. Go on.
Yeah, how are you doing? Are you right?
Yes, by the grace of God, I am.
Okay. George, let me tell you something. You know, me, I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised by the British Ofcom closing down the Press TV, you know. Because if you see the reality, I remember before the war in Libya started, one pastor in America called Louis Farrakhan have said this. So if you see the reality, you have shown, the Press TV shows so many things that other media, they don't show it. So if you see everything went to America and UK, they, of course, the politicians, they see themselves what is coming. And they just want to close Press TV down because they don't know the people to know the opinion, because everybody believe on them because they don't know exactly what's happening. So what they are doing now is not surprise me at all.
It doesn't, Alanka, surprise me also. The fact that even on this one show, the kind of calls we've had on just this one show, and I've now done hundreds of these shows, indicates the level of awareness, intelligence, curiosity across so many different countries and so many different parts of the United Kingdom. And it's obvious that the British state doesn't like that. They would prefer the people to be ignorant of the truth. And Ofcom are not free agents. They're stooges of the British government who have been told by the British government to do this. And this was revealed in WikiLeaks, was revealed in the Sunday Times. So what do you expect from a stooge? Now, What about the Hajj in Saudi Arabia? What about the Saudi ambassador to Washington? Was he really the victim of a restaurant plot to blow him up? And if he was, who could have been involved in it? Who would have benefited from it? Iran? Or the people who want to make war on Iran and want to damage it? And don't forget your Hajj videos at PressTV.ir, won't you? Let's go to London, talk to Hudson about Ofcom. Hudson, welcome to the show, my friend.
Yes, thank you. You know, George, before we go on, I'd like to ask you something. I'd like to say hello to all your viewers that's worldwide, and I'm listening to their comments, and as you said, wide awake.
Okay, go on.
Would it be possible to say that we should all come to London this weekend on the 15th? And even that would show some support towards even that. I don't know. I mean, your viewers, people that support you, and because I intend to be there, right? Because, George, I'm going through things with the government myself, but that's not here or there. We're talking about how they're behaving themselves. As Muslims, George, we know who they are. They're hypocrites. They're deceivers. Their time is nigh. We know this. So nothing they do is surprising. Mm. But as far as the Americans go, we know who their biggest allies. And everything they do is for these people in Israel. We know this.
So no, I don't buy that. First of all, on your first point, I can't say what you said, but you said it, and you said it well. And I've already told you, I myself will be at the demonstration in London on Saturday outside the Stock Exchange. But they don't do it for Israel. This is not for Israel. Israel is a part, an integral part of their front, an imperialist front. All of them act in the interests of the empire, and Israel is a part of the empire. It's an outstation of the empire. That's why it was created by the British Empire, and that's why it's now sustained by the American empire. The day might come when they want to close down that outstation. That's another matter. But I do agree with you on this, Hudson. Nothing will have angered the power more than our determination to report accurately and truthfully the situation of the Palestinian people. And our refusal to accept that Palestine and Israel are somehow equal parties engaged in a territorial dispute, rather than one people wiped off the face of the map by the state belonging to the other. Abdul wants to talk to me about Saudi Arabia, and he's in London. Abdul, welcome to the show, my friend.
Welcome, Mr. Galloway. Good evening.
Good evening to you. Go ahead.
Mr. Galloway, my comment is about Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
You know, hypocrisy in Islam is forbidden.
Yeah.
These people, Islam, Muslims, we are not hypocrites. But this family, the royal family of Saudi Arabia, we know them already. They are hypocrites. Last time we saw in WikiLink what they plot against Iran in America. They give American money to attack Iran already. So if this thing happened, no one can believe it. We know that it's lying. And then secondly, about Ofcom. Ofcom, what you saying about Ofcom. Look at how many channels in UK operate pornography.
Yeah, they've all got an Ofcom license.
Yes. They spoil your teenagers. Nobody talk about it. What about Press TV?
Well, you can only have sex now, channels, you can have gambling channels.
Channels, you can have,
you can have channels. The real pornography on Fox News, but you can't have Press TV. Well, listen, I'll tell you what, Abdul, because I've got a lot of people trying to get through. I just want to make this point. You say that hypocrisy is not allowed in Islam, and yet I've met quite a few Muslim hypocrites. Let's go to Lekan in the UK on Ofcom. Lekan, welcome to the show, my friend.
Hello, George.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, you know, one thing I'll say is the other caller is making a comment about UK government being a military. I think that's what they have. because they should allow people to, I mean, like what Press TV is doing, showing, I mean, saying the truth about the news in the world. So why do you want to stop them doing that? You know, in a military regime, they don't want you to say something except what they want you to say. So it's more or less like that, you know. That's what
well,
I believe.
All the point I was making, Lacan, is it's not as functional as you're seeking to imply. MI5 does not sit in control of the British media. It's much worse than that. It's much higher up than MI5. It is what Dr. Johnson, the great English man of letters, called the dictatorship of the prevailing orthodoxy, which Dr. Johnson described as the grimmest dictatorship of them all. And it's also self-censorship, which Francis Bacon described as the arrow that flies in the night. Let's go to my old stamping ground in Glasgow and talk to Mary about Ofcom. Mary, welcome to the show.
Hello. Hello, George.
Yes, hello. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you, George. You're the voice of sanity.
Thank you.
It's absolutely terrible what they're trying to do. They're taking a station off, which only station it gives is the truth. And I'm absolutely... I've tried to get onto Ofcom, and I'm going to phone them tomorrow again. And it's disgraceful what they're doing, because this is a terrible world that we're living in, and Press TV is the only station that has given us everything that we want to see. We're watching it in America. We're watching it all over the world. And thank God for Press TV.
Well, I'll tell you what, Mary. I'll tell you what, Mary. I'm going to put your call in a can, and I'm going to send it to Ofcom, because yours was the voice of the great British public. And if they didn't hear the sincerity in your voice, if they didn't recognize the plurality of our viewership represented by you, then they're even bigger idiots than I thought that they were. Let's talk to Elahi, who's in Iran, who wants to talk about Iran. Elahi, welcome to the show.
Hello, good evening, Mr. Galloway.
Good evening to you, madam.
I wanted to talk about the funny trust they are talking about. It is almost grotesque. I think the United States and its EU allies have even forgotten how to lie decently, which they have been doing for the past 3 years. Every time they run out of argument in their wars that they fail or their killings around the world, the subject of Iran comes up. And every time, like the black beast they have made out of our country, they are looking for an excuse to attack us. But they can do that, because every man, every woman would defend this country as we have done it for many thousands of years. And they can just try. This is the end of the line, because it can't go any further. Why would we try to kill the Saudi ambassador in the United States? Why would we do that?
Well, why would Iran try to kill the Saudi ambassador anyway? Why would they want to do so in the capital of their most menacing and threatening adversary? Why would they hire a fake Mexican drug dealer who turned out to be an FBI policeman in order to carry out such an inconsequential but potentially disastrous counterproductive action? It's just ludicrous. In fact, I've got away with words, Elahi, but I can almost not find the words to describe how ridiculous this hoax is. But I'll tell you what, you won't hear what I've just said on any media otherwise broadcasting in Britain. I wrote the article that's on my Facebook page. I sent it to every media outfit in Britain. Not one of them either published it or invited me to give an interview to put this point of view. Only on Press TV will you find the voiceless having a voice. Thanks for the call from Iran. Let's go to Canada. Talk to Hallett about Ofcom. Hallett, welcome to the show.
Well, nice to be in your show,
thank
George.
You. Thank you so much. Go ahead.
I I've been watching Press TV since 2008. I was still in the U.S. then,
are you watching us on the internet?
No. I'm watching you on free-to-air satellite.
Excellent.
On Telstar 5, or
excellent,
whatever it is, Galaxy 25 now.
Excellent. Go ahead.
Anyway, as I was saying, I've been watching your TV, and I'm noticing it's getting better and better, though for the last 2 years or so, I was pretty much disconnected from any TV watching, so including yours too. But anyway, what I was going to say is this now. It's, as I said, it's getting better, especially now, covering the troubles of the troublemakers on the rest of the world, you know, what's going on in the U.S. And now I just heard from your station it's going to happen in U.K. as well. So good job on that.
Well, look,
now,
thanks for that, Hallett. I must say I'm going to purloin that phrase that you coined, covering the troubles of the troublemakers. Absolute genius. Thanks for that in Canada. Let's come back to London, talk to John about Saudi Arabia. John, welcome to the show. John?
Hi, good evening.
Good evening. Go ahead quickly.
Well, I just want to say one or two things on the Saudi Arabia ambassador.
Yes, go on.
I just find it a big nonsense, you know. How can these Iranians go and kill somebody in Washington where the security is so tight?
And he's a nobody. He's a commoner. He's not even a member of the Saudi royal family. Nobody's ever heard of him. What would killing the Saudi ambassador do? It's a ridiculous idea. If Iran wanted to hit Saudi Arabia, it could hit it next door. Could hit it in Iraq. Could hit it next door in the kingdom itself.
That's correct, yes.
It could do anything that it wanted to do. But why would it want to do it?
And
why would Iran
also,
want to bring disaster down on itself?
And hiring those Mexican drug dealers, those people make big money, you know?
Yeah.
They make big money in America, and they cannot try to go into such adventures where they would destroy their tactics.
Well, exactly, John, look, the idea that a fake Mexican with a fake mustache was hired by the Islamic Republic of Iran in order to blow up a nobody in the Saudi embassy whilst he was at lunch with hundreds of other diners, thus bringing disaster upon itself, is so ridiculous that no sensible person believes it. Unfortunately, amongst those who appear to believe it are the people with the power to make war and to close down television stations that they don't like. Dream on, Ofcom. You ain't seen nothing yet. See you next week, God willing.
Hello, could you comment on the name and the page of that number? And just make sure that your television volume is set to 0.
0-0. Can you spell your name for me?
Yeah, I know. You redirect me through this, your phone number, and then we'll be back.
Comment? Can I have your telephone number?
Okay, so I'll then call it.